This is the Janine Pirro Show. Now, here's Judge Janine Pirro.
Welcome back to the Judge Janine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Show. Joining us now is the businessman, the radio host, and the owner of Red Apple Media. Please join me in welcoming John Katsimatidis to the Judge Janine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Show. Let me tell you a little bit about John, folks. First of all, as you know, as I just indicated, he's the owner of Red Apple Media. But this guy is not just the owner of Red Apple Media. He is the president and chairman and CEO of Christie's Foods, big grocery chain in Manhattan. And he also is a chairman of a group that has as its subsidiary a refining company, which means he's in oil. He also has businesses that are involved in building buildings, and he's involved in all kinds of real estate and supermarkets, gas stations in three states, $500 million, $500 million in real estate. Enough of that. John is a philanthropist. He has been very kind to not just people who need help, but he's been kind to politicians on both sides of the aisle. And so why is he on today? He's on today because he wrote a book called How Far Do You Want to Go? Lessons from a Common Sense Billionaire. So here's the bottom line. The bottom line is, I want to know how to become a billionaire, John Katsimatidis. Is it too late for me?
Janine Pirro, it's never too late. Look at the guy from McDonald's. What did he do? He started at the age of 70?
Did he?
Yes, he did, I think. And then, you know, he made a couple of billion here, billion here, billion there. What the heck, you know? I mean, one of the things that maybe I was lucky, I lost for mayor in 2013.
I remember that, in New York City.
And you know why? I made a couple billion after that. But you want to know something? I would have saved New York City $100 billion. Yeah. And in a way, I was sad I did not win. New York is the greatest city in the world, and we love it. But
you know what, John? If you did win, we wouldn't have the problem with defunding the police, the crime, the overarching problems where people are afraid to go out at night. I got to tell you, when I went out the other night, it wasn't late. I was scared. I was going into Saks, John. And before I got into Saks on the street, there were like five guys. They were all in hoodies, and they wanted me to buy candy. And I was just lucky I went by them. I had all kinds of visions of what would happen. And when I got into the store, I said, hey, guys, that's not good out there. And they said, well, we can't stop them. It's a public street. You know, not good.
The biggest problem we have, one of the biggest problems we have, is law enforcement in our country. And it's going in the wrong direction. And I really don't understand it. And you know what I said to people? I don't care if they're stealing a loaf of bread.
Right.
I can understand that. Right. But repeat violent criminals that keep committing crimes against society every day, every week. At what point do you say enough is enough? Is it two strikes and you're out? Is it three strikes and you're out? Is it five strikes and you're out? You got people that have committed 20 violent crimes, and they're still being let out in the streets.
They're walking the streets. That's right. That's right. Look, any common sense human being understands that you've got to have people who are violent and a threat to the community and society. They have to go to jail if they've committed a crime, period, end of the story. But I want to talk to you about money. You know, as you, I was looking at the book, and it's interesting. You talk about the fact that the American dream doesn't come with an instructional manual, or they don't even let you know, when you've arrived at the finish line. I mean, how was it for you, John?
Well, I'll tell you, I came, you know, somebody said to me, you run for president. I said, I can't. I came here when I was 6 months old.
Right.
Even though my two grandfathers came in 1913.
Right.
And I said, I think the immigrants sometimes love America than the naturally born Americans.
They appreciate it.
Look at Arnold Schwarzenegger. He loves America, and he's an immigrant. He can't become president either.
Yep, yep.
And I wrote the book, why? I was from Harlem. I was from Harlem of 135th Street in Manhattan, in Harlem by City College. And I had a dream of working hard and being able to, you know, remember the old song from one of the television shows? Move to Park Avenue.
Yeah, yep.
And I had a dream, but it takes sacrifice, Janine. You know, nothing is for free. You got to work hard. You got to respect people. And one of the reasons I became successful, I love people. I make new friends every day. Mm-hmm. I had no bank financing when I was building our operation. But you know what I had? I had all our vendors, all the people that did business originally with Red Apple, with Gristini's later on, or Sloan's later on, is that they wanted us to succeed by us doing more business. Mm. They did more business.
But you convinced them of that, John.
Yes. You convince them of that, and that's what it's all about. Being able to convince your employees that you leadership. Your employees have to believe in you when you say charge, that they're going to follow you.
Mm-hmm.
And in your whether it's your bankers or your vendors that are advancing you money, when you say, well, I'm going to do well and you're going to do well, that they follow you.
Exactly.
So that's what the book is all about, my beginnings. And how to, you know, by instilling confidence in people that work for you, the instilling confidence in people that do business with you, whether it's your vendors or your bankers, guess what? You're going to move forward.
Well, then where did you get the confidence, John, to move from, you know, the grocery business, from, you know, Gristini's to, I mean, oil? What? How did that happen?
Well, it was an accident. I'll tell you, I was in the airline business. You know, I started a company. I had a corporate jet company that eventually became NetJets.
Back up, John Casamitidis, with all due respect. You were the creator of NetJets?
I was the original.
Oh,
me
my gosh.
And my pilot, Jim Jacobs. we created a company, and we built it up to about 48 airplanes. And at that point, we sold it to the guy from Goldman Sachs, Santulli, and then they sold it to Warren Buffett. And my pilot, Jim Jacobs, got $50 million when they sold it to Buffett, which was good. It's great, great for a pilot. He was a great guy.
It's all fascinating stuff, John. You are a testament to someone who loves America, someone who believes in this country, as generous as you are successful. I want to thank you for what you do for all of us, for bringing back WABC, you know, to its roots of who it is and what it is, and for sharing your success story.
And Janine,
with us.
Thank you for contributing to its WABC success. You are terrific. People love you. You
thank
tell
you.
It the way it is, and we love you.
Okay, so it's a mutual admiration society. Everybody, thank you. John Casamitidis. Get the book now, guys. You'll really enjoy it. I enjoyed it. Anyway, all right. Up next here on the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation show, I will be speaking with Joe Concha, who will be giving us an update on the tragic train derailment in Ohio and what Pete Buttigieg is or isn't doing to prevent a catastrophe like this from happening in the future. Coming up right here on the Red Apple Audio Network.